Is that what you'd call it?
Yeah.
Or would you call it Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever?
Spotted. Rocky Mountain, though, has to be the first of it. Rocky Mountain Spotted.
Okay. There's a disease that I don't think we really get here. It's not talked about, so you might not know what it is, but it's sort of like mono, but supposedly we get it from the dust. And so it makes you tired like mono does, but it's not mono. It's just something you contract from the dust. And they get it in Tucson. But I don't know if we get it here. Have you ever heard of something like that?
What is that? It's the liver disease. Is that mono?
Oh, it's different. Well, this is desert fever. Have you heard of desert fever? I think that's the Tucson thing. How about that disease that we get from the rats, the fleas on the rats in New Mexico? Some people get it every year.
Is that the one we're saying starts with H?
No. This is a different one. This is one that you have a chance of surviving.
Bubonic plague?
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, we lost a friend with that. No, I guess he lived through it. But he did later die.
Oh.
He had that bubonic plague.
I guess if you catch it soon enough, you can survive. Yeah. But the other one, the one that was on the Navajo Reservation, that starts with an H and then...
Yeah.
It's H-A-N-T-A.
Hantavirus.
Uh-huh. Somebody shoots you and you have a bullet what?
Wound.
Mm-hmm. And if a person is not doing too well or kind of pale, you say that they are?
They're pale. They look...
They're kind of thin, maybe. The way that you would describe them. So-and-so is.
Is real.
Mm-hmm.
They're pale, they're wan, W-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another word for it.
Well, would you say sickly? Or poorly?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's kind of, are those not kind of adjectives and not really words?
Well, but how would you describe that person? You'd say that they are...
There is another word for pale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to think of, but I have to get the dictionary.
That's okay. If somebody can't hear anymore, you say that they are...
Deaf.
Mm-hmm. This is the last page.
This is very interesting.
Okay. You get up at what time of day? In the
a.m.
Well, or in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning, the sun comes up. You call that the
sunlight.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite of that is
sunset,
right? And try to put the time 10:45 in relation to 11 o'clock.
In the morning or at night?
Whenever. But you say, you want to put it in relation to 11 o'clock. You say...
Quarter to 11.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, so today is Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Monday was...
Fourth day.
But the day before was...
First day of the week.
No, but it was in relation to today. It was...
Monday.
But it was
yesterday,
right?
Oh,
very good. Okay, so Wednesday will be
tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Could you pronounce the days of the week slowly for me?
Sunday, mm-hmm. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
mm-hmm. And the months of the year
slowly.
Uh huh.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
Right. And could you please count up to 15?